This is a Hutch Post Podcast news update. Phil Nightingale with Salt City Racing LLC told Hutch Post that tickets for Friday night's opener at the Kansas State Fairgrounds are all electronic tickets, but he explained why.
Racing will start at 7 o'clock. Gates will open at 5. Several ways to get tickets. You can go to SaltCityRacingLLC.com and purchase your tickets there online. So you can just walk up with your phone and scan them in. They'll scan you in as you go through the gate, or you can buy them right at the gate there as you come in. And you just got to remember to remind everybody, we went cashless. And the reason we've done that is so I can have good validation reports of scans and everything going through there and show the fair board exactly how many people came through the gate.
Adult general admission tickets are $18. Kids general admission tickets are $12. Pit passes are $35. With zero to low visibility, a Russell USD 407 activity bus was involved in an accident in Barton County Tuesday morning, according to Barton County Sheriff Brian Belinder. The Russell Victoria baseball team was headed to Liberal for a doubleheader. It occurred on Northwest 30 Avenue, North Northwest 50 Road in Barton County. No injuries have been reported. Columbia University's main campus will switch to hybrid learning for the rest of the semester amid protests over Israel's war with Hamas that have roiled colleges across the United States. University officials announced the move late Monday after more than 100 pro-Palestinian demonstrators who'd camped out on Columbia's New York City campus were arrested last week. Students have protested against Israel's war in Gaza at many campuses. That includes New York University a few miles south of Columbia. An encampment there swelled to hundreds of protesters, and police began to make arrests on Monday night. A police spokesperson said he did not know how many NYU protesters were arrested. The exit ramp from northbound K-14 to Wilson Road is expected to close on Monday, April 29th, and reopen around 10 a.m. Wednesday, May 1st. The entrance ramp from Wilson Road northbound K-14 is expected to close Tuesday, April 30th, and reopen around 10 a.m. Friday, May 3rd. During the closures, motorists should seek other routes. The ramp work is part of a nearly $3.6 million patching project on K-14. The Kansas Department of Transportation project is from the West K-14 US 50 Junction north to Yagi Road. The length is almost 7 miles. The work is expected to be completed around mid-August. During the work, ramp closures will occur at times. K-14 traffic will be restricted to one lane and controlled by flaggers or a pilot car. Motorists should be prepared to slow down and stop and face delays of up to 15 minutes. Iowa Civil Contracting of Victor, Iowa is the primary contractor for the nearly $3.6 million project. For updated information on this and other KDOT highway projects and road conditions across the state, go to candrive.gov. Satellite photos analyzed by the Associated Press appear to show a new compound of tents being built near Khan Yunis in the southern Gaza Strip as the Israeli military continues to signal it plans an offensive on the city of Rafah. Khan Yunis has been targeted by repeated Israeli military operations over recent weeks. Israel says it plans to evacuate civilians from Rafah during an anticipated offensive on the southern city, where hundreds of thousands of people have taken refuge during the war, now in its seventh month. On Monday, a failed rocket strike was launched at a base housing U.S.-led coalition forces in Syria.
When you're away from your radio, hear the latest newscasts, sports, and more on demand with the podcast page at HutchPost.com.